Hello and welcome to Technofunda Investing Podcast Series. This is the 8th episode in our series with Technofunda Investing Podcast. And I'm Vivek Mashrani, your host, and you can follow me on my Twitter handle @MashraniVivek, or you can also visit my website vivekmashrani.com. So today's very interesting topic, which is what I'm going to discuss with all of you, is the end-to-end investment process. What are the 10 steps in your investment process that you should follow? And I'm sure you might have gone through some of these questions, that what is the objective of investing? You know, what is your investing strategy? What is the rule of 72? What are the best stock screens? Right? How to pick a stock? What is the best website for doing a stock analysis, or whether technical analysis or fundamental analysis, what is better? Are technical analysis indicators useless? How to allocate your capital? What is the portfolio allocation strategy that I should follow? What is a balanced portfolio? How should I build a strong portfolio? And what is the best investment tool? I'm sure you might have a lot of these questions when you went through your investing journey. And this will keep on coming unless you burst it. So what I'm trying to do here is I'll go through all these step-by-step process in terms of what are the exact 10 things which you need to know even before you get started into investing journey. If you have already started your investing journey, that's perfectly fine. You can, you know, revamp and plug the gaps wherever you feel you are not doing some of these steps. But that is the entire agenda of today's podcast. It will be more like an overview, but you will get an idea of what next you need to learn at a deeper level. So let's get started with that note. And we'll go into all these 10 points step by steps, and it will be amazing journey and learning for all of you, that is for sure. So let's start with the first point which you need to think about when you are investing. So even before you think about how do I screen my stocks, what kind of company should I choose, or whether I should do a technical analysis, fundamental analysis, all those things comes much later. The first thing you need to think about is your mindset and investing psychology. You have to ask a question to yourself, that whether you know yourself truly, whether you know whether you are a conservative person or you are an aggressive person, what kind of behavior can happen in yourself when there is different scenarios of market. So that is what is the starting point where you need to know yourself. And that's where you can blend your investing strategy based on what you are. Then you have to again think about whether you have a right mindset to deal with your investing plan. So as soon as you have decided your investing plan, you should again resonate with the entire plan. Whether you are that same person who can have that mindset to follow that plan throughout your journey. Okay, so even before you focus on anything else, please make sure you work on your mindset, you work on your psychology. That's the first part. Now, the second important pillar of this entire investment process is knowing the core principles of investing. You know, a lot of time you might have thought about what is the objective of investment? What is the compounding effect? You know, what is your investing strategy look like? And what is this rule of 72, which I was telling about, right? So compounding is an amazing thing, and a lot of principles around compounding, if you understand them properly, you will, you know, go to the next level in your investment process. Okay, so you have to first understand why you are investing in the first place, whether it is for capital protection, or is it for capital appreciation, or is it to meet your certain goals at a certain point in your life? And accordingly, you should apply all these compounding principles and all the asset allocation principles which are coherent with your objective. So first, understand what is your objective through any investment vehicle. Second is you need to understand the compounding effect. You know, if you are putting your money, say 1 lakh rupees at a 10% interest rate for 1 year, it will become 1,10,000 rupees. And same way, you know, when company keeps money in itself and you know, reinvest that capital to put that into a growth trajectory, your money will compound within companies as well. And that compounding is much powerful than the traditional FDs and normal basic, you know, savings rate return which you get in your bank account. Okay. So you need to understand the compounding effect, the internal compounding that happens within a company. And accordingly, that will also help you in choosing your company when you are doing the next steps, okay, which I'll tell you next after this point. But you need to have that understanding in place. Otherwise, you know, you will go in the wrong direction. Even if your process is right, if your principles and direction, your mindset is not right, then it will not work out for you. That's my personal experience. Again, I've been into this field since more than 12 plus years. And this is all my realization and experiences over a period of time when I started my journey till now. And I'm still evolving and learning all these things also in my personal journey. Now, one more thing which you need to know even before you learn investing is the rule of 72. This is a very popular rule which tells you a thumb rule in terms of how much time it will take to double your investment. Okay. So if you divide any number, which is the return percentage for 72. So basically you have 72 in the numerator and divided by the rate of return which you are generating. Say for example, in any investment, you are getting 10% return. So if you divide 72 divide by 10, you will get number of years, approximately 7.27 years, right? So approximately 7.2 years. It will take to double your money if you put it at a 10% annual interest rate. Okay. Now, same way, you know, if you go with a different number, say, let's take 20%. Right. So if you take 20% rate of return, so 72 divided by 20, approximately it's around 3.6. Right. So it takes around 3.6 years to double your money if you put it at a 20% rate of annual interest. Or annual rate of return. You can have that as an interest, or if it is not an interest bearing asset class, whatever capital gains you are earning. Okay. So that is a very, very important rule you need to again learn. So ideally what I implement in my personal journey is I would like to see a company double its earnings in every 3 years, right? So what will happen is if you can compound money like that, if your company which is generating that earnings every 3 year, if it doubles, generally the stock price will also appreciate on that similar lines if you are really looking from the long term trajectory. And that's where, you know, the compounding will kick in. So every 3 months, basically, you will also double the money, and approximately it will be like 22 to 25% annual return, which will be easily doing this. Okay. So if you divide 72 by, I think, 25, that should come around 3. So that is the thumb rule which I follow in terms of application of this rule of 72. And this is a very, very important and powerful principle which you need to know. Now we have completed the second step in terms of investment process which you need to know, which is understanding the underlying principles. Now the third principle which you need to know is how to screen the stocks. Yes. So you might have faced this every time, whether, you know, I should use a you know, ready-made screener or should I pick up my own screener? Is fundamental screening better or technical screening better? Do stock screener even work, right? So all these questions a lot of people have. See, the idea is again same. It's a garbage in, garbage out. So if you have a right process in place, the principles in place in your head, then the screener which you will build will give you good companies. You know, it will give out great companies. But at the same time, if your principles and understanding about the companies and how the companies grow and how it goes to the next level, the internal compounding of companies, which I mentioned, if you don't understand those principles, then your screening criteria itself will be wrong. And if your screening criteria is wrong, you, whatever end result you get out of that screen will also be faulty. So you need to understand that screening is just one tool. Okay, it's just one tool to enable to get a list of companies based on the criteria you want to see. Okay. So if you don't have understanding of what are the fundamentals of investing, what all things you should see to track, you know, different criteria for screening, then it will not work for you, right? And it could be either technical analysis based screener or fundamental analysis based screener. It's again, at the end of the day, both fundamental screening and technical screening, it is the tool, it is the means to achieve something. It's not output in itself. Okay, so output will be dependent on what is your input, and that comes from your mind. Unless you don't understand the principles, that will not happen. And I've also created a video on my YouTube channel. I'll probably put a link also below this podcast on my podcast channel. If you are viewing it, you know, in my website, you can find that in the description. So I had created a video where I had specifically laid out the trinity of compounding. What are the three objective principles you need to know for screening, and what are the three subjective criteria you should look for when you think about screening? So go and check it out. It's more very, very elaborate. I don't want to spend so much time here because this is more like an overview. But if you like, you can go to my YouTube channel and watch that video. It's covering all these aspects. Okay. So once you do the screening, right? So screening is just again a basic process. You might also have some unrelated company which you don't like to see, but somehow, you know, there is aberration, there is one-off result, and somehow it comes into your screen and pops it up. So then you need to have understanding in terms of how to filter these companies which are not resonating with your overall process, but just because of the basic criteria it has come in. So I personally use two things. You know, I do sector-based analysis where I can understand the tailwind of the sectors and granularity of the sector. And again, I've posted tons of video on sector analysis. I've done a video on API. I've done a video on sector analysis of chemicals. You can go check it out on my YouTube. It's all there. It is like, again, immense level of deep dive learning. And then you basically, once you understand the tailwinds and you know that the entire sector is in favor, you also try to do a company analysis. And a lot of people ask me, what is the best website for stock analysis? Again, it is like any website which is there, that is again a tool. So I personally use screener.in, again, a very great tool built by Ayush Mittal and Pratyush Mittal. And I also use, the TradingView tool to just again go deeper into different parameters. Although it is preliminary for charting, but it has also a lot of parameters in terms of fundamentals. And then I look at various other tools like, for research bytes for concall transcripts. Then I use BSE and NSE website to go through different annual reports and company filings which are there. And I also use screener.in for some of the credit rating reports. So that is amazing stuff which is available out there. You can get all the credit rating reports just below the company name in the screener, and it is all free. So that's something very, very awesome. So that is how I go about the fourth step, which is sector analysis or company analysis. Once this is done, you know, it is also important. In fact, sometimes even before doing sector analysis or company analysis, as soon as my technicals or price volume screens churns out something, I also want to see what is the overall chart looking like, right? So that's where the fifth point which I use in my investing process is technical analysis as well as price volume action. Okay. So again, a lot of people say, you know, how many technical indicators should I use? What time frame is best for investing? Does technical analysis even work for investing, right? And what is the best software for technical analysis? So I'll answer all those questions here itself. So first, you know, again, as I mentioned, like fundamental analysis or screening or different criteria we use from fundamentals or even the financial statement, it is just a tool to analyze a company. It's not a process in itself. It's a tool. Okay. The process is in your head. So what a lot of people say, technical analysis doesn't work, technical indicators are useless, but it's like because you don't know how to use it. Okay. So it's ultimately, technical analysis is a tool which captures investing psychology. So if you think about any investment process, there are two parts to it. One is how is the business performing, right? How is the company performing? And second is what is the investment psychology? What is the investing community or market psychology around that company? And both these things together decide the fortune of the company. Yes. So the fundamental analysis gives the idea about how the business model is, what is the past historical record. And the technical analysis gives you idea about psychology, how, you know, the perception is changing for the company, how the market participants are behaving around this company. And a lot of time with price volume action, you get early warning indicators where you need to exit and, you know, you can take informed decision. So yes, technical analysis is just another tool. It can be very well used for investing. I've been using for years together. And when you use weekly or monthly time frame, which is suitable for investing ideally, the results are even more powerful than what you see in your minute charts and day-to-day charts. It's much, much noiseless and it's very, very powerful. If you are not yet explored, you should definitely do it. Okay. So that is where, you know, the idea around price volume action and technical analysis is again a very important part of your investment process. And I use predominantly TradingView, and sometimes even I use Zerodha charts to just check the basic charts. If I want to go deeper, it's definitely TradingView where I view all these charts. In fact, I also created my own price volume screen so that it also gives me very, very early signs of whether any sector or a company is coming in the radar, and accordingly I can think about those companies and start researching those companies much deeper level. Okay, so that is on the technical analysis price volume action, which is the fifth step in your investing process. The sixth after this is capital allocation. So capital allocation is rarely thought about, but very, very important. So first, what is the capital of a business? So the capital of a business is that equity or debt which a company is taking to start the business. So there are three essential pillars for any business or any company for that matter to grow, right? So it's land, labor, and then capital, right? So these are the three basic tenets if you have read economics. So you need land, you need labor, and you need capital to operate. And this could be in different proportion based on the business model you are in. But capital is the most essential part of some of the businesses which are, you know, capital intensive, and also, you know, in terms of companies which are wanting to generate that leverage, it's again a great tool for them to start very fast. A lot of startups, you know, they raise a lot of funds because they are in tech and they can grow very fast. So there the role of capital is even more, powerful and strong actually. So it is very important pillar, and what you need to observe as an investor and understand is how the company is allocating capital, how the management is allocating capital. So there are different ways in which company can allocate capital. One is through reinvestment in the same business. Okay, so if the business is really good, it is generating good ROE and ROCE, and there are really good growth opportunities for future as well. The ideal scenario is where business can allocate capital for reinvestment, and that is how the internal compounding of company will work. The second is where they can allocate capital for buybacks or dividends, and they can also repay the loans if they have, and they can also use capital for acquiring a business if it is a lucrative opportunity and it is better for the business in the long term. So that's the key, you know, ways in which a company can allocate capital. And you need to understand whether the company is just pumping the capital in useless areas, you know. So some companies will put their capital into hotel business, or they will buy some land somewhere which is idle. They will put into, you know, very, very low ROE generating in hospital or somewhere where it is just not meaningful to put a capital, you know. Rather, investor will say, just give back us our capital, you know, we don't want you to put that money into hotel business or any other, you know, shitty businesses. So that is where you need to see what are the management action, and that is very, very important point. Now, I'm sure this is so far mind-blowing, and I'll keep some of these questions below this podcast also so that you can revise. I'll also probably share the mind map or something if possible. But this is like the next level, guys. If you understand all these 10 points which I'm talking about, this will take you to the next level in your investing journey. That is for sure. So let's move to the next one, the seventh step in your investing process. So once you have screened your stock, you have done your sector company analysis, and you have done your technical analysis, you know the company is allocating well, and you have invested in that company, then very essential question comes is risk management. Because as an investor, we don't control what the companies will do. As an investor, we don't control what kind of returns will generate. That is the function of market. As an investor, only and only thing we control is our own risk. Okay, so what is the Buffett rule of investing? A lot of you might have heard it, you know, so never lose your money, right? And then second is stick to the rule number one, right? So that is what is the basic principle. Even before you think about upside, you have to think about your risk. What is your downside? What is your risk management strategy? And it is really, really important process of your investing. Without risk management, if you go ahead and do your investing, it is deadly, believe me, right? And then a lot of people don't understand what are the elements of risk management. So there are two key elements in which you can control the risk. One is having an exit strategy in place. You know, so when should you sell a stock is a very important question. You should even ask before you have bought the position. And second is your capital allocation. So how much allocation or position sizing, as some lot of people say. So what is your position sizing in a particular company will also determine your risk. So position sizing and your exit strategies are the two most important pillars of your risk management. If you don't have this in place, don't go ahead and just jump in. You know, it is like really deadly combination. Okay. So that is the seventh and very, very essential pillar, guys, which you need to know even before you go ahead and invest. The eighth step of the investing process is your portfolio allocation and rebalancing. You know, and there is this 80-20 rule of portfolio. The 20% of your portfolio will generate 80% of the returns. And 80% of the portfolio will generate 20% of the returns. So this is classic Pareto principle, which even applies to the portfolio. And if you want to maximize your return based on this principle, the idea is those top 20, which are your winners, you should keep riding them, right? So keep riding these winners, and that will take you to the next level. A lot of people, what they do, you know, if they immediately get 20-30% return, they just sell the position. And where they are 50%, 60% down, they just keep on averaging down, and to just realize that they have too much of it and now they are stuck. And that loss aversion mindset doesn't even allow them to sell. That is again a mind block which people have. And that is what I told in the first step itself, that you need to have that right mindset even before you jump into all these process. So make sure that the 20% winners which are working in favor of you, you let them run and you start cutting down your losers, rather than just having that mindset of averaging down and just holding on to your losers. And you also need to have understanding of the business to appreciate. Sometimes, you know, the business will go into slightly premium valuation zone, and that is sometimes for right reason, because the company is demonstrating that kind of appetite, and it's going to the next level in their investing journey. So that is where the 80-20 principle comes. And I follow personally allocation strategy of 70-30. So 70% of my portfolio I think about as a core portfolio, and 30% is more like a satellite portfolio. So core portfolio consists more in terms of compounding machines, and then you have satellite portfolio where you can experiment a lot of things. And lot of people ask, what is the ideal portfolio mix? You know, whether it is like, should I go 50% into long term, 50% into medium term? It is again based on your mindset. You have to know what as a person you are, and you have to discover yourself, and accordingly you have to see what works for you. Something which can work for me cannot work for you exactly in the same way. It might require some tweaking. Yeah. So that is the eighth powerful principle. And again, I have a couple of videos on this also in my YouTube channel. You can just go and check it out. There is a video on the overall Technofunda strategy. You can just check that out as well. And then, you know, the ninth step to understand this entire thing is asset allocation. So equity is just one asset class. When you think about your overall portfolio, when you think about your overall net worth, it should be having a proper asset allocation. And that again will depend upon your own mindset, what as a person you are. You have to do your risk profiling. You can check it out some financial advisors and do that. So what is the balanced portfolio? You know, again, this question I get a lot of times. So I'll say, what does it mean for me? So balanced portfolio is something where you have balance 50-50% in terms of fixed income and equity. That is generally a balanced portfolio. And it could again mean something different for you based on the comfort zone which you have. And how do you build a strong portfolio? Again, you have to, you know, build a strong portfolio based on all these principles which I've mentioned. You should have a portfolio allocation strategy, the, you know, capital allocation strategy for your entire assets. And then you should also have the risk profile in place. And position sizing, you have to think about it, what kind of position sizing you have to build within the portfolio. And also, obviously, all the other strategies in terms of risk management, which goes without saying. So that is where you can build a strong portfolio with different, you know, components, which I talked in the previous steps. And that will be a very, very robust process for you. Now, the 10th and very, very important point is on tools and resources, right? What is the best investment tool? What kind of tools you can use for screening, fundamental analysis, technical analysis, what books to read, how to read, what blog to read? So I'll give you some of the pointers which I use in terms of personally doing all these analysis. The first thing in terms of screening, as I mentioned, is the screener tool. And I have given an Excel template also for all people for free. You can check it out. Again, I have a video where I've just given the link of the Excel template, and there is 1 hour plus video which I've built on explaining how to use that screener template. And it's absolutely free for all the investors. It's just my new year gift for 2021 which I give. So you can just again go to my YouTube channel, check that out, and gain from that entire session. So screener is one. Second is predominantly TradingView I use for technical analysis and a lot of other advanced studies, which again, I've made a detailed video on that. You can again go check it out. It's more than 1 hour of very, very in-depth video. And in terms of books, you know, I have a couple of books which I read frequently. One of them, which I like very much, is, you know, Capital Returns. And then a lot of other books in terms of technical analysis also. So what I've done is based on public demand, a lot of people were asking that question repeatedly. I've also created a video where I've put in all the 10 best books which I like. I've put in a list of that and a detailed video explaining what all that books contain and how those books can be useful to you. So if you think it's useful, again, you know, I'll share the link below this in the description. You can check it out. And that's like 10-15 minutes video where you will get an idea of what all things you should read as an investor. Yeah. And apart from that, obviously, as I mentioned, other tools I use as Tijori Finance. I like it. I have one tool which is known as Ride Winners. Then I use Research Bytes for, you know, taking the transcripts and the con call reports and all that. And then there are other small resources which I use. So predominantly it's screener.in, the NSE BSE websites, then the TradingView and all the other things which I mentioned, Research Bytes and Ride Winners. Yeah. So this is pretty much like a 10-point process which you should definitely follow in your investing journey. Hope you liked this podcast. If you liked this, you can just go on a Spotify or Apple podcast and just put a 5-star review there. And again, all the things which I've mentioned is just for your educational purpose, not a investment recommendation as such, goes without saying. If you think it is useful, you can apply, you can consult your financial advisor and go to the next level. Yeah. So keep, thinking about this, apply this most importantly, and keep compounding in your life. Yeah. So hope you liked this entire podcast and hope it was useful. I'm also planning to create a lot of content on the points which I mentioned for all these 10 steps. You will see that. So if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel and, just bookmark my podcast, just do that. I'll share the link below. And let's keep learning together. Yeah. So thank you for listening and really, really appreciate your time. Keep learning, keep growing in your life. And thank you for listening again. Bye-bye.